Hi, my name is Jade, and welcome to my podcast on baptism. Today, we will be learning about the history of baptism and also the sacrament itself. Baptism is the first sacrament that Catholics receive. Most recipients receive the sacrament of baptism as an infant, but some receive the sacrament as an adult if they join the church later in life. The person that is receiving the sacrament of baptism dresses in white baptismal garments, which represent being cleansed of original sin through the sacrament of baptism. The person receiving baptism then gets their head anointed with oil, and they are now to live the rest of their life as faithful members of the church. During the sacrament, there are a few important symbols present. One of those symbols is a candle, which represents Jesus, who is the light of the world. Another symbol is a banner with a dove, which represents God being present like he was in the form of a dove for Jesus' baptism. There is a lot of history when it comes to baptism. Baptism goes all the way back to Noah's Ark, where the first time baptism was mentioned. While God patiently waited in the days of Noah during the building of the ark, in which few persons, eight in all, were saved through water, this prefigured baptism, which saves you now, it is not a removal of dirt from the body, but an appeal to God for a clear conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 3:20-21. Baptism has also changed a lot over time. Baptism originally happened in a large body of water when the recipient was an adult. Now, baptism takes place in a church, with a small bowl of water, and it usually occurs when the recipient is an infant. Now, you may be wondering, why do Catholics even receive baptism or have their kids receive baptism? This goes all the way back to Adam and Eve, when they ate the forbidden fruit and gave original sin to all their descendants. Everyone born after that had original sin, and they had absolutely no chance of erasing it until Jesus died and was resurrected for us. Thanks to Jesus' sacrifice for us, we have a chance to erase original sin through the sacrament of baptism.